Yeah, good morning. So we're learning Siman Yud Gimel. So here he touches on the halachas of what you can use to say the Havdalah on, which we already mentioned. Havdalah ena el al yayin u'sheker b'kiyotzibay mashu chamar medina. So Havdalah can be said on wine, it can be said on beer, something which is chamar medina. Then he said, I feel kvas, which b'shas hatkak, chutz min amayim. So even kvass you can use. Now kvass, Mishbura points out, I don't know exactly what it was some type of grass that they would soak in water and make it would ferment and they make a drink out of it. It was, as he puts in the brackets, it was a mashka aniyim. Poor people who couldn't afford anything more would use that. So they allowed that. Chayim allowed that. Mishbura brings the Taz that did not allow kvass. Maybe in the times of Chayalim, he says, the Mishabur suggests, maybe in the time of Chayalim, it had become more of a chashav drink, and therefore it was allowable. The assumption of the Poskim is that it was not allowed. The equivalent of that would be something, I'm not sure what exactly would be nowadays, would be equivalent of that. But the main point that Chayalim wants to get to over here is loyal apas. You cannot say the Kiddush can be said on bread. A person doesn't have any wine. A person can say Kiddush Friday night on bread. You cannot say Havdalah on bread. Wash the Hamoitzi and then say the Brachos of Havdalah over the bread. That's not true. Kiddush is seen as the preamble to a meal. Havdalah is not a preamble to a meal. It's not an introduction to a meal. It's a separate entity, nothing to do with a meal at all. So Pas cannot be used. What's the exception? Chutz miyom tov shechal b'motzei Shabbos. If a person is, Motzei Shabbos is a yom tov, so there is a Havdalah that we say, it's Havdalah of Bein Kurdish to Kurdish, which is attached to the Kiddush that one says for yom tov. Now you're allowed to say Kiddush of yom tov on Pas. So in that situation where a person is allowed to say the Kiddush of Yom Tov and Pas, he can say the Havdalah and Pas as well. The Agav Kiddush Omer Gam Havdalah Al Pas. Once he's saying the Kiddush on the Pas, he's allowed to extend that and say the Havdalah on the bread as well. Now the Mishnah says the following, that in general we always prefer using wine. However, there is. It seems to be an halacha. There's a halacha if a person really, really prefers pas over wine, he can actually make the kiddush on pas, even though wine is available. So, on this Mishnah points out in this scenario where a person is making kiddush and havdalah, and wine is an option, he cannot use pas. He has to, even though he likes bread better than wine, and it's more chaviv to him. And in general, we give that a right to allow the person to ignore the yayin and use pas instead, but not in the situation where it's Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov. Yudalit, Kaishal Havdalah Yuzar Bergam Kain B'chol Adavarim Shetzar Kaishal Berchus Amazin Vol Yipogam. So all the laws we said before by Kiddush, that it has, the Chayyim said it has to be like Berchus Amazin. We went through the list of the items which Chazal were Masakin. The Kosh of Ruchas Amazon requires. All of those halachas apply to the Kosh of Havdalah as well. So it should, the Kli should be Sholem, it shouldn't be, the Yain shouldn't be Pogum. All of those halachas apply to Havdalah as well. And Tetzvav, the Chacham deals with a situation which he mentioned before, he referenced before, where a person doesn't have anything to say Havdalah on. He doesn't have any Chamar Medina, doesn't have any wine or Chamar Medina. And so he can't say Havdalah. He's not allowed to eat without saying Havdalah. So if he anticipates that he will not be getting what to say Havdalah on till Sunday evening, he does not need to wait to eat. We're going to take away the sister of Achila. He's allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos. If, however, he believes he will get something to make Havdalah on Sunday morning, sometime during the day of not the following evening, but during the day of Sunday, if he believes he's going to get wine over there, he's mechuyev to not eat and wait to make Abdullah the next day and then eat. So he's basically going to end up having a fast, Motzei Shabbos, until the wine arrives. So that's Allah. We'll see the Be'ez Hashem inside in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.